Blog Talk Radio.
Do bop to do, boom 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 boom.
Do bop to do, boom 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 boom.
I'll always want you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Oh, New York is changing. We now have a communist mayor. Yay! Just what we needed. Bring us all together, communist mayor. Yeah, unbelievable. Now I know how disappointed the American Italians were when Benito Mussolini became our enemy. Yeah, unbelievable. Did you know that when Mussolini joined the Axis of Evil, the first Axis of Evil, not the one that President Bush labeled correctly, right? Who did he label? There were no weapons in Iraq. We didn't have to go there. Wait a minute. Aren't you the same guy that said his father, when he liberated Kuwait, it didn't go far enough and should have went all the way to Baghdad? And now you're saying Junior went too far? Yeah. Well, Obama got bin Laden. Yeah, it took him 4 months in a movie. You think that George Bush would have waited if he knew where bin Laden was? And George Bush made a mistake by saying that bin Laden was not the target to worry about. It was Al-Qaeda. George definitely made that call wrong, but he made a lot of right calls, and one of the right calls he made is he picked the right team. This guy here has got a team that's made up of the Soviet Politburo. He is planting the seeds of American destruction throughout all of the committees and agencies in the United States government. Don't worry about what Obama is doing to us. Worry about what all his commissars are doing to us, because we are in big trouble. Bigger than you can imagine, sonny boy. Yes, and 911 is nothing compared to what's coming. The word for today is nuclear. So, having said that, let me do a tribute to a man who passed away today. We've been waiting on tenderhooks every Sunday, hoping that Bob Grant would return. A man of truth, a man of character, a man of conviction, a great man. His biggest crime is he loved his country, which is going out of fashion. And I recall, I just looked up his background and how many times he got chased from station to station because he spoke his mind. And they tried to kill him with labels, but he was label resistant. And he survived until the end. And we sort of sensed there was something wrong. The only thing that confused us was WABC was getting rid of Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. And we figured maybe they had sent Bob Grant out into limbo, hoping eventually he would just fade away. So a couple of things I read about Bob Grant that were interesting. One, he didn't believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. So it's very possible he didn't believe in a life hereafter. But isn't he surprised now, huh? And I'm sure he's thrilled. Yeah, you know what heaven is? You get to be with all the ones you love. And if you go to hell, you get to be with all the ones you hate. And there's no greater hell than that. Yeah, I'm sure some men would agree with me when I mentioned their ex-wives. Right, guys? You were taken to the cleaners. She did a net worth workup on you. She married you for your pension. We know what goes on in Hollywood. Hollywood, USA. Hollywood, 50 states. It is sad. But Bob Grant, he cracked me up one day. You know what happens if this? I'm sure this has happened to you at least once. You're in a crowd. You're pretty familiar with everybody. You assume everybody thinks like you do. And you make a statement, and they fry you. And you can't believe that they don't think like you, regardless of what it is. Like healthcare is going to work. And get fried. Well, a guy called into Bob Grant, and he said, it was a general conversation. He goes, you know, Bob, we're all created in the image and likeness of God. And Bob snapped his head off. He goes, how do you know that? And the guy was stunned. He didn't know what to say because he thought Bob was on his wavelength. So I sent Bob an email after his Sunday show. I said, Bob, I got good news for you. I was out shopping for a suit, and I was with God. And God tried on a blazer. And he turned to me, and he asked me, he says, what do you think? Do I look like Bob Grant? So I figured I'd give him a chuckle, a little reverse, a chuckle. But Bob is gone, and a great voice for liberty is gone. And the communists will try and fill a slot with somebody that can lie as good as they can. Oh, by the way, in case you don't know who the communists are, it's the Democrat Party, used to be the Democrat Party. It's now the Communist Party. You know where the Democrats are now? They're in the Rhino Party. Yes, we're all swinging to the left. Everybody's swinging to the left. And the only ones that are holding firm, as a matter of fact, there's a bumper sticker that says, stand your ground on the Second Amendment. That's who's holding firm, the Second Amendment people. Yes, they call them mainstream Americans. The communists call them right-wingers. And I'm going to teach you a secret handshaker tonight if you want to become a right-winger so that you'll be able to identify other right-wingers. You take your hand and stick it under your right armpit. Okay, now raise your elbow up and down. Fast. That's good. That's the secret right-wing handshake. Yeah. I'm going to give you a Latino record. This is a group, a voting group that has been used by the communists for years playing the race card. But what they don't realize is that the Tea Party loves them. And that's why they call me a super gringo. You know why we love the Latinos? Because they believe in God. Viva Cristo Rey!
ave languide se renace la sombra. En la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Se oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda. En el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Cuando la tarde languide se renace la sombra. En la quietud de los cafetales vuelven a sentir. Se oye la triste canción de amor de la vieja molienda. En el letargo de la noche parece gemir. Una canción de amor, una tristeza. Lleva el zambo Manuel en su amargura. Y pasa la noche entera moliendo café.
Spanish, but I think the name of that tune is Moliendo Café. Yeah, not bad, huh? Pretty good guess. Yeah, welcome back to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm looking at the postcard advertisement for it, and it says, got the cover of the book on the postcard, and it says it's got a big American eagle. He looks like he wants to defend America, and he got an American flag in the background. And the title says, The Spirit of America Party. And above that, it says, Take Me to the Beach. If you lay on the beach and read this book, by the time you get up, you'll buy two rifles and start digging a foxhole. What else were we talking about? Oh, there's a shakeup. There's a shakeup in the radio game. WOR now is the host of Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, and Michael Savage has moved from a 9 to 11 slot to a 3 to 6 slot on WABC. And he's been predicting the destruction. He's going to wipe out Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and everybody he hates on Fox. And then his subject's going to be togetherness. Unbelievable. This guy cracks me up. So I've been waiting for his giant intro, and it's the same old song with a different meaning since you've been gone. It doesn't look like he's going to do it. However, if they need help, If any radio station out there needs help, the Spirit of America Party is standing by. We're waiting to be discovered. And we'll come and we'll bring all 46 of our listeners with us. Yeah. And my book is a success. You know, it's not a Times bestseller, but I did get a royalty check about a year ago, and I took it to Chase Manhattan Bank, and they refused to cash it because it was only 67 cents. So I am the voice crying in the wilderness. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And what did they say? They tell you, if you want to be successful, do what you enjoy. So be successful. Okay, now we have a problem in New York City. We now have a communist mayor, and he has told the police department in the city of New York they can no longer read Miranda warnings in English. They have to read them in Spanish, and they will no longer be called Miranda warnings. They're going to be called Merengue rights.
You're under arrest. Sergeant, read this man his Merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
How was that? Was that pretty good? Huh? Is that creative? You should see what I have when, you know, Mayor Bloomberg was running roughshod over New Yorkers, telling them what they could eat. They took all the salt off the tables in the restaurants. They limited the intake on sodas to 16 ounces. And he used to pull raids on the pee kiosks on 42nd Street, and he used to show up with a 16-ounce beaker and check the urinals. Unbelievable, man, what the communists will do once they take over. They'll have us all begging for bread. Yes, we'll be part of that health care program. They're going to get us, man. They're going to get us big time. Some people think the FEMA camps are future concentration camps. And somebody commented that the barbed wire is no longer bending out, it's bending in to keep the people from escaping. Yeah. Oh, man. What are we going to do? I'll tell you one thing that's happening that I don't like. I don't know if you ran across it. I'm looking at a black gentleman with a big smile on his face, and he's holding his daughter in his arms, and the two of them have a big grin. And below that picture, I'm looking at a mother with three sons and her husband. And one son is wearing an Army uniform, and I think he's a lieutenant. And the black guy's name is Miller. The lieutenant's name is Behenna. And then the third photo I have is a husband and a wife sitting on a couch. They got a son about, I'd say, 3 years old, and he's putting on a big grin for the camera. And he's got a little daughter sitting in dad's lap, and she's got a little bandana in her hair. She looks like she's under 1 year old. The sad part about those pictures is all those people are in prison. And my title of my argument is American Politically Correct POWs. You are probably aware of American PC prisoners of war rotting in Fort Leavenworth for doing their duty and making life-saving judgment calls. And then there's a list of about 10, 12 people. Lieutenant Michael Behenna, he's in that photo. Master Sergeant John Hatley. PFC Andrew Holmes, PFC Corey Claggett, Sergeant First Class Joseph Mayo, Sergeant Derek Miller, Sergeant Evan Vela, he's the guy that's holding his little daughter in his lap in that picture, Sergeant Michael P. Leahy Jr., Specialist Adam Winfield, Specialist Michael Wagnon, Specialist William B. Hunsacker, and Sergeant, Staff Sergeant Frank Wunderich, plus the latest addition to Fort Leavenworth, convicted by the PC Pentagon, Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, and he's sentenced to 20 years for a split-second decision. He's 28 years old, and now he's going to get 20 years in prison. What was his crime? He ordered his troops to fire on three guys on a motorcycle that were approaching their post and were not stopping. So the PC police got him. And you can find their stories on this website, United American Patriots. And there's another website called Black Sphere Army. Now, I could argue all day long about their sentences and that they had it coming and they knew the parameters and all of that happy horse crap, but I'm not going to do that. I don't want to get, I don't want a Mexican standoff. I want to follow through. So my beef is I would like to see a civil lawsuit to get justice for the victims of a military mistake. Those innocent victims are the families of the unjustly convicted. They were not on the battlefield. They were not lured into joining the military with the promise of a career and benefits. Once their family provider was convicted, the lives of these innocent people were deprived of government benefits, loss of income, and banishment. This is not justice. This is failure to protect the innocent. We must see to it that these victims get compensation for their suffering. If the U.S. military refuses to protect the families of the servicemen accused of fighting back, they fail to keep their oath to serve and protect. You don't punish wives and children for the errors of a family provider, and they must receive compensation. And I got three handwritten notes on the back of photos of these three guys. Derek Miller, the black guy, our daughters wrapped Derek's heart around her little fingers the moment they were born. Oh, he's got two daughters. They loved to have him steal their blankies from them and run screaming through the house, "My blankie." They love climbing over him like a jungle gym. Mostly, they just love their daddy, and they want him to come home. Thank you for helping us fight for Derek's freedom. I think in Derek's case, and you could check all these guys out. Once you got the names, you can go and Wikipedia them or anything. But I think in his case, he thought a guy was reaching, a Taliban or an Al-Qaeda was reaching for his gun and to take his gun away, and he shot him. So for this, he's rotting in jail. And here's one. This is Lieutenant Behenna. You know, this guy's a lieutenant. And if you noticed, I read the names of about three sergeants, some spec fours, and privates. Right? There's nobody higher than a lieutenant facing any of these charges. It's like there was nobody else in the chain of command higher up that could be responsible. You think about that. This one says, "Vicky and me in happier days with our three sons, Brett Michael in his Army uniform, and Curtis. I still can't believe my son, my brave son, is sitting in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Thank you again for whatever support you can send to the good folks at UAP as they fight to bring Michael home." And that's Scott Behenna, his father. The last one's a real sad story. The last time Elon got to hold our daughter, she was only 6 days old. Now she is five, she's 5 year old. She is a 5 year old who doesn't even know her daddy. Thank you for being willing to help an American soldier
return to his family. We miss him so much. This guy was part of a three-man sniper team, and they were posted outside a village. And a villager got too close to their concealment, and the officer in charge jumped at the villager, held him down, and ordered, if I remember the story right, Elon to shoot him, to kill him. So, I believe this was in Iraq. The Iraqis were outraged that they demanded a trial for all three Americans. They accused them of murder. And what happened was two of the Americans, including the officer or the highest ranking leader there, were allowed to stand trial back in the United States, and they threw this guy, Elon, to an Iraqi court. So he was tried in an Iraqi court, and he was sentenced to, I guess, like 20 years in prison. And that's how the U.S. protects its own. And there's no difference between Elon and four guys in Benghazi. Both have been betrayed. It is really sad. So I thought I would tell you about that. And this, I told you about Lieutenant Clint Lawrence. He's 28 years old. He just got 20 years in jail. Come on and join the military. And if you want to be a sissy, you can prance around the barracks. And if not, if you want to die for your country, we'll charge you with treason. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. 200 commanding officers have been relieved by Obama bin Laden. They have been replaced with sissy boys. Yes, if Patton walked into the Pentagon today, all you would hear are gunshots and slaps and people jumping out of windows. But this is the new military, and we're going to be politically correct. Sure we are. And we're all going to have chocolate pudding every Wednesday. Yes, and health care. We're going to get health care. Hello, Doc? The phone's been disconnected. Yeah. We're in trouble. We better send out a Morse code signal.
Did dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, baby, come home to me.
Did dot did it, dot it,
I sent my baby a telegram, asking to a big-time man.
Come back to me. Come back.
Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. Because they always have a secondary plan that gives them a secondary victory. Now I see there's a petition for Phil from the Duckies. And having successfully defeated the first onslaught against him, they are now going after him for saying that the marriage to a 15-year-old girl is nothing wrong with it. And they won't rest. They will not rest until they destroy this guy. But you know what? They're not going to do it. And they'll go on to other fish to fry. They'll find other incidents where they can capitalize on something. Here's a headline. End of extending unemployment could cause jobless rate to tumble. Making people get a job will be the best stimulus to the economy ever. Check it out. The end of extended jobless benefits for more than 1 million Americans last week could cause the unemployment rate to tumble dramatically early this year, according to Wall Street analysts. Some Wall Street analysts. Nearly 1.4 million received payments through the Financial Crisis Era program of December 14, 2013, the Labor Department said Thursday. Those benefits expired last week. If a large portion of the recipients now drop out of the labor force, the unemployment rate would fall. TD Securities estimates that the decline in the jobless rate could be as much as a half a percentage point. Other analysts suggest that the fall could be smaller but still significant quarter-point drop. The unemployment rate is the share of the total labor force that is out of work but actively seeking employment. To receive jobless benefits, recipients need to keep applying for jobs. But once the government deposits stop flowing, they may be less motivated to look for work and just drop out of the labor force. Want to hear some comments? There will be two immediate benefits. This is from the Sunshine Kid. It's got an American flag logo. And it looks like, I can't make out what's on the flag. It might be that don't tread on me snake. There will be a less drain for beggar payments, and there will be the distinct possibility that more people will go back to work, pay taxes, and actively, although most likely unwillingly, contribute to society. And this guy's handle is Suck CNN. And the mindless libtards will squeal and keep not working. And then there's Coffee49, who says, doesn't mean they will be employed. Nothing but part-time retail where I live in New York. Poorest county in New York's highest welfare and disability. Also, a working man here is spinning his wheels in the mud. I got to tell you, New York, upstate New York is a catastrophe. It should not be allowed to happen. But you got a governor that's running for president, and he will say anything and do anything and deliver nothing. He's just one mouth running diarrhea constantly. He's a disgrace. He should be tarred and feathered. Not your usual politics. The Wall Street Journal operates off the false assumption that there are jobs out there. I have only two employees who aren't part of our family in the business and was hoping to add at least two more this coming year. But after seeing our holiday market, I doubt we'll be able to expand, let alone sustain both we employ now. Admittedly, we are a very small cog in a very large machine. But if small business can't hire, big business won't, because its consumers are the fuel of the machine. Wall Street Journal has turned into another Rupert Murdoch hack machine with an agenda, and its objectivity left when he took control. Okay, I'll buy that. Not sure, but it could be. And here's Suck CNN again. Obama does not want people to have jobs. How can he be the daddy if people can support themselves? Always a fraud, without a doubt. Never had a job in his life, and But I tell you, he came to work with $3 million, and I guarantee you he's up to 9 to 11 right now. And he wasn't working part-time somewhere else. That might have worked several years ago, says Zhang. But however, with Obama, business is less likely to hire because of the inherent taxation, Obamacare. That's going to be the real test. How many companies drop their employees' health care plans and cast them into the Obama sea of discontent? Yep. If you want a job now, you have to travel to places that are fracking, for they are showing a profit that enables them to ride out Obama and his Marxist policies. We do have Marxism, and Obama's using hardworking people's tax money to buy lazy man's votes. And we're all paying for our own demise. And the government can't get enough money at any level, city, state, and federal. Real estate taxes are ridiculous. They should be reduced by 80%. It is not for your mortgage payment is probably almost done, and now you're going to have another mortgage with the government. Does that make sense? That isn't what your grandparents planned for when they handed you the keys to the city. This guy is taking the Lord's name in vain. I can't repeat it. The Marxist policies, I'm sick of the idiocy that passes for political dialogue. Tell me, how many job bills has the right brought to the floor, and how many have they voted to pass? I'll give you a hint, less than one. It's not the right, my friend. The right wants to do the right thing. It is the rhinos. Do not compare rhinos to mainstream Americans. And definitely do not compare communists to Democrats like Harry Truman, even though it looks like Harry Truman didn't like Joe McCarthy. Maybe it was too close. Maybe his name was too close to MacArthur. On the mountain. This is another guy's handle. It is not the government that creates jobs, but the consumers. This is true even in a Marxist state. Though they don't admit the fact, all the government can do is say, stay out of the business, stay out of the way of business that do create jobs in response to consumers. There is no such thing as a jobs bill. In spite of the rhetoric, there are only job-killing bills. I got to tell you, if you look at the bills that these asses pass and have the audacity to put their name on it. I mean, we're passing legislation on who can wee-wee wear. These guys are dreaming up legislation. They're trying to get their name on a bill, so I serve the people. My God, what used to be common sense now requires legislation. What's happening? Are they just justifying their salary by making up imaginary crap? It is terrible. You could reduce the government by 80%. What happened with the slowdown? With the, what did they call it? It wasn't a boycott, but it was a shutdown, a government shutdown. The Democrats blamed the Republicans, and the Republicans said, if we didn't do it, we would have no leverage. So it's the Republicans' fault. It's always the Republicans' fault. And sadly, the Republicans don't have the Liberty Bells to stand up and punch them out. Yeah, they just go, oh, no, it wasn't us. You know what? You want a black governor? We'll give you a black governor. Yeah, unbelievable. That's what the Democrats elect a black to office, the Republicans run out and find a black. The Democrats elect a Latino at the office, the Republicans run out and find a black, a Latino. It is ridiculous, man. It's like one copying the other. One's leading and the other is following. And none of them have good intentions. They could care less. They could care less. All they care about is how much money is in that envelope and what do I have to do to keep it? So what are we going to do? Here's the Boston mayor refuses to arm a police. Oh, that's on Blog Talk Radio. It's one of my previous shows. I thought I was going to give you something enlightening. And you'll find that on a Blog Talk Radio, the Spirit of America Party, SOAP, And it's dated 12/30/2013. The glass is more than half full. So in case you want to do something exciting, we are in trouble. We're in trouble. And our kids are going to pay the price. I will tell you this. At a New Year's Eve dinner, all the senior citizens at my table all had the same topic conclusion. We lived in the best of times. I feel sorry for my grandchildren, and thank God I won't be here to see it. When you hear seasoned veterans saying, thank God I won't be here to see it, you know we're in trouble. Okay, we'll give you a little Hey Baby. This dinner, we sat around and I'm watching these guys, and they're ordering surf and turf, and they can't eat it. They can't finish it. Three quarters of the surf and turf went in the doggy bag, and they're cutting these big pieces of steak, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I think I know how to do the Heimlich maneuver, but I've never really had a drill. And as we were leaving the restaurant, I see other guys, senior citizens, sitting, and they're having surf and turf. And I said, oh, man, nice piece of veal, lots of gravy. Goes down a lot easier. And if you ever had a piece of meat stuck in your gullet, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's not a pleasant feeling. And of course, my wife, she saved my life one day. She kicked me in the groin. She didn't know the Heimlich maneuver. I tried to explain, but I couldn't talk. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Life is but a dream. And this is 2014. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching these macho men, former macho men. And 50 years ago, girls walking in a room would catch everybody's eye. And it goes, hey, you see the bazooms on that one? Wow, look at that. Now they're talking about, listen, how's your spinach? Oh, man, it's sad. It really is sad, you know, when you get to the top of the mountain and then it's all downhill. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to get down to the bottom. But then once you're in the valley, yeah, what are you going to do? And speaking about those abandoned wives and kids
by the U.S. government after they convict their breadwinner. You know what that must be like? You have nothing coming in. The next week, there's no paycheck. Zap. You're automatically zapped. And yet, you've got to support a man who's rotting in prison. It is really sad. When I seen all the pardons that Clinton did for money, and then I saw Bush do no pardons, and he wouldn't even pardon Ramos and Campion. You remember those two border guards that shot a drug dealer in the ass? Bush wouldn't even pardon them on the way out. That's when I lost my respect for Georgie Porgy. And I supported Georgie Porgy. If you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, I even have poems in there. Yeah, and Christmas songs. Georgie Bush is coming to town. You better watch out. Yeah. But I'll tell you something. It was 100 times better, and he did spend a lot of money. He wasted a lot of money, but not as much as Obama bin Laden. Obama bin Laden is like a guy that just won the lotto. Yeah. That's it. He's won the American lotto, and we're all going to be broke in 2 years. And, of course, the economy is good. The Dow Jones is up, what, 28 points this year. Anybody that had stock in the Dow Jones has had an increase in 28 points. And the homes are up 12% this year. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I got a whole generation of people that I know that whose homes are underwater, and they don't qualify for, FEMA? Is it FEMA help? They don't qualify. You know why? Because they didn't check the box. There were no boxes to check. You know what I'm saying. Ooh, this is a nice tune. It's long, so I'm going to cut it short, but it's got a nice sound to it. You're going to like it. Good? Did you like that? Nice and sweet. You could almost feel a touch of Spain reaching out across all the countries that they infiltrated, educated. I get a kick out of people who say, oh, the Spanish, they were bad. They came here. They robbed us of all the gold and the esmeraldos. I said, what language do you speak? I speak Spanish. Yeah, oh, man, it cracks me up, you know? That's like saying, oh, I was teasing, I was with all Italians, and we were talking about the Catholic Church, and I said, you know that the Irish Catholics, they have one more holy day of obligation than the rest of us. And they said, what? What holy day of obligation? I said, the blessing of the potatoes. Yeah, because they eat good. The Italians, nobody eats better than the Italians. I'd say maybe the French. The French have some real culinary art. But, man, if you ain't eating Italian, you're not living. I love baked clams. See, Savage talks about sausage. I talk about baked clams. Man, if you get them right, ooh, little cheese. And you know what else I like? I like French onion soup. You ever try and make French onion soup? It's not easy. It takes a lot of time. And I don't cook at all. Matter of fact, I called my wife at work one day and told her I made a frankfurter, and she was so happy. Yeah, everybody looked at me like I was crazy. Yeah, what are you going to do? Let's check the news and see what's happening, if there's any late news. I know global warming coming. We have global warming coming. A global warming team from Australia went in a Russian icebreaker, and they got caught on the ice. They can't get off. So they called for a Chinese icebreaker, and the Chinese icebreaker couldn't get in to get them. So now they got an Australian icebreaker coming. And the Australian icebreaker is not going to get them. They've lifted them off by helicopter. I'm sure somebody had to stay with the ship. That must be very interesting. You know? The captain that goes down with the ship, not like the captain, the Mediterranean captain, what did he do? He said he hollered abandon ship from the lifeboat. Oh, man. There used to be a big joke about the Andrea Doria. They used to say the Andrea Doria. I'm trying to find it. Let's see here, Patriot Update, Free Press. Okay, the Andrea Doria, they said all the heroes were in the kitchen. Did you see that one Greek liner where the whole crew abandoned ship and they left everybody on board and the band saved everybody? The band. Oh, man, a British band. But the captain and the crew abandoned ship and left all the passengers on board. There used to be a joke about the Italian Navy in World War II. They used to say, did you see the new Italian Navy? I said, no. He says, yeah, they got all glass-bottom boats. Why? So they could see the old Italian Navy. Bound by bad precedent, judge rules against free speech in Boston. There's a big beef breaking that four colleges have turned anti-Israeli, and they've banned Israelis from speaking there. I don't know which four they are. I've been looking for it. The only thing the judges are likely to rule in favor of is gays and Muslims, says Jung. One more reason for term limits and forcing judges to rule by law, not politics. I got to say that everybody who's in political office
should serve one term only. I don't care if you're the president or you are the dog catcher. One term per termite. Don't get too comfortable in that seat. It belongs to the people, and there's a new guy coming next week. And that's what they got to do. My organization, this gentleman says, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, tried to place pro-Israel ads in Boston, countering anti-Israel ads that ran there. Our ad read, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support Israel, defeat jihad." The ad was rejected and we sued last week, and U.S. District Court Judge Gorton ruled against us in our preliminary injunction against Boston, Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority. No surprise here, during our hearing, Judge Gorton said that he did not have the authority to rule on matters outside his jurisdiction. Still, Gorton dropped the ball on the question of reasonableness. Reasonableness. This is Boston, after all. You know what? I think the founding, the Patriots, the Boston Patriots would rise up and kill everybody that lives there today. Anybody that could send Ted Kennedy for an entire generation to destroy the United States is not playing with a full deck. And now we got John Kerry, the Secretary of Iran. Unbelievable. If you caught my show last night, I read you all his stock trades when he was in charge of healthcare planning as a senator. It is terrible, man. It is absolutely terrible. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? A bartender, a champagne. What else can you do? It's very tough today. I feel sorry for the generation that's raising kids. You got it. You can't even leave your kid alone. If I told you that I grew up where 5-year-old girls were out in the street by themselves, you wouldn't believe it. Safer than as if they were at home. I don't know where all the pervs came from. I don't know where all the diseases came from. I have never seen so many diseases that we never grew up with. It is really sad, sad, sad. What are we going to do, doctor? We're all going to have to take poison. Oh, speaking of poison, you know, they dug up Yasser Arafat, and they found no traces of polonium in his body. Guess who did the autopsy? The Russians. Yeah, that'd be like Carlo Gambino ordering an autopsy on a guy that was taken out in a mob hit. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. It'll be against the law to sing the Star Spangled Banner until they rewrite the words and put in Lenin. So where are we going to go, doctor? We got to go back to Blog Talk Radio Studio. It is really sad. Obama replaced 200 officers in the military so far. I wonder who took their place. Oh, we were watching the ball come down on New Year's, and there was a tramp wearing an ermine coat. Must have killed about 6,000 ermine to make this coat. It had a train. The coat had a train. And somebody said, oh, that must be George Soros' daughter, Miley Soros. And one guy says, what a dog. I said, yeah, pigs in a blanket. Oh, man, he cracked up. He thought that was funny. Pigs in a blanket. And I think that at the bottom of the train, the ermine was still alive. And I said, where's Peter with the fake blood to throw on a white ermine coat? They're nowhere to be found. No, because when you're a communist, comrade, you can do no wrong. It's only what we charge the make-believe people. Yes, it is unbelievable. Well, we're out of time, and everything is going smoothly. Would you like to hear a guy that really knows how to sing? I'll do it as a closing. It's 4 minutes, but it's worth it.
Questa mia canzone, inno dell'amore, te la canto adesso con il mio dolore, così forte, così grande che
I saw The Wolf of Wall Street, and it clued me in to how we are inundated with drugs, and all these people that think that, well, weed is harmless, and they have no idea what's going to happen when weed gets legalized. The same people that talked you into killing your kids are now going to talk you into getting high with weed. And I guarantee you If you thought that we had a nightmare before it was legalized, wait till you see what happens after it's legalized. It's all about the money, and it's all about hooking the customer. And already they're lacing weed with cocaine. Now, you just think about the drug lords that have been killing each other to the tune of 50, 70,000 Mexicans in the last year or two, okay? And just for control of the drug lanes and the drug routes, do you think they're going out of business when the U.S. government, which is the biggest mafia in the world, takes over? Do you think those drug lords are going out of business? You think they're going to say, okay, that's it, stop the shipments across the Rio Grande. They're coming here. They will bring that stuff in. They will grow that stuff here. They will be doing deliveries, and they will be cutting the price. The government is making 25%, I think, already in Colorado since they opened up Weed Whackers. They made $570 million in sales so far, and they're just getting started. This is big money. And wherever there's big money, there's big corruption, and there's big payoffs. You have no idea what you have unleashed upon yourself. You have no idea. And if you bought all that crap, well, this way it'll be legal, and Junior won't go to jail. Junior's going to the morgue. You have no idea what's coming. You think they're just going to be selling weed? You're going to outlaw guns? You know who's going to have the guns to sell? The dealers. The drug dealers will get you any gun you want. You want an AK-47? Yeah, give me five bags of marijuana, and I'll take an AK-47. You have no idea what's happening, what's going to come. And who's going to package the product? Is it going to be Philip Morris? Is it going to be Marlboro? Is it going to be Chesterfield? Is it going to be Pall Mall? You know what's going to happen here, man. The money is going to corrupt, and people are going to die. And families are going to be totally disoriented. We now have a health care plan that pays for self-inflicted wounds. And the price of self-inflicted wounds is going to get higher. You have no idea what you've unleashed. I have no idea. But I can see it coming because as a businessman, I know what could be done in developing a market. And this market is ripe for the taking. And wait to see who gets in on the ground floor and which politicians are connected to it. It is going to be sad. We are a takedown nation. One day we will be on the auction block. We'll be like, what was Caligula's uncle's name? Who, after they murdered Caligula, they made him emperor. And they auctioned off. They auctioned off the emperorship. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We can't educate our kids, but we're going to dope them up. We're going to dope them up. You're not going to believe. You're not zombies. They're making movies about zombies. Wait till they see real life zombies. And everybody that thinks they can handle weed, anybody who ever OD'd started with weed. You just name them. And you can see they all started with weed because it's a gateway drug. It's the introductory drug. It's like Seagram 7, and then you switch to rum. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We can't stay married. We're killing 1,200,000 kids a year. And we're bringing into the country to take their place 1,200,000 immigrants, legal immigrants. That doesn't count the illegal immigrants. And the Democrats want to get the illegal immigrants to vote so that they can stay in power forever and pay the bill with your tax money, which is going to be greater tomorrow than it was today. There is no reduction in taxes ever coming. There will only be less.
France has now got a 75% tax, income tax, and all the French love it. Yeah. Do you know that they can't keep a store open past the 5 o'clock because all the stores have to close at the same time? Everybody has to take a vacation at the same time. It's great. They have health care. But let me tell you, they don't have air conditioners in nursing homes. Why is that? It's too expensive. And besides, it's an easy way to get rid of people. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Another subject that was brought up at the dinner is the Muslims are taking over the world. We're not having any babies, and they're having 8 to 1. And I says, yeah, and that's only by the one wife. Yeah, so daddy has 32 kids. Unbelievable. What are we doing to ourselves? What happened? We had a generation that came out of the Depression. Lived on $60 a week. Raised children on $60 a week. Paid $30 a month rent. And now we can't build houses big enough and there's nobody in them. Unbelievable. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if we're devils or angels.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind which one you are. I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, there, whichever you are, I miss you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel,
you know what's sad? Somewhere in Fort Leavenworth, there's a GI rotting away who is innocent. And he was hustled through the system for points. Somewhere in Fort Leavenworth sits a man with no future. And he's heartbroken because he knows he's innocent and nobody else cares. And that must be the saddest thing. I know all the saints are always talking about freeing the prisoners. And I forget which saint it was in a prison, and God let him out. Like Tommy Hamill, who was sitting in an Iraqi prison, and he says God let him out. And you get out in the street as an American convoy was going by, and they picked him up. And I think I got a quote from him. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, that's from John Thune. Here's Tommy Hamill. You remember Tommy Hamill? He was a gasoline truck driver. Now, you talk about guys that got guts, right? His wife was recovering from a heart operation, and he was losing his farm. So he says, I can't let this happen to my family. So he went to Iraq, and he took a job as a gas truck driver from the Iraq airport to a location, I forget which one, okay? And they stopped his truck. They blew up a truck in front of him, and they dragged him out, and they put him in a car. And an Australian cameraman recorded it all. And I can still see him looking at that Australian cameraman like he'd like to kill him. But we sent him a little encouragement, and this came back. Who can understand the workings of God's simultaneous judgment and mercy, severity, and kindness? Hearts are softened by pain, often rest in heightened awe of God, being encouraged and enhanced with enduring thankfulness. A couple of times they took him out in the field and they clicked off a pistol, you know, just to shake him up, to bust his chops. Put a gun to his head, and they pulled the trigger, and it was empty. The Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Psalm 28:7. You can't put that on a football helmet. Thank you so much. My family is grateful for the prayer and support of you and yours. I pray the Lord is with you and your family every day. God bless you. Tommy and Kelly Hamill. Handwriting's very nice. Must be a woman. Okay. So, in honor of a great man who went to Valhalla today, Bob Grant, and he didn't know he was going to heaven. Oh, what a surprise he got. And the GIs that are rotting in Fort Leavenworth, who have been summarily executed by political correctness, and cooperating with the enemy, our government, our state, I do not trust our State Department. I think it's more communist today than it was when it was infiltrated during World War II. I do not trust them. I would not trust a child with them. They're useless, and they are harmful. So to all the GIs that are, to the 65,000 GIs that are yet to come home from Afghanistan, may God be with you and protect you and your family, and may you see only joy and happiness. And to those guys in Fort Leavenworth, God is going to take care of you, and you're going to get justice.